LA listening.
KC2WI. KA2VLA, KC2WI.
Good evening, Pete. This is KA2VLA. Just sitting around watching TV. Turned on the radio for 9. Decided that sound like you're going to have a net.
Yeah, I was looking at the TV a little bit here. I'm going to try and call it an early night or a reasonable night instead of staying up late and adjust back to getting up a little earlier. I got tons and tons of things to do. And I made a start on it, but I went out today and this afternoon rode a motorcycle, went up to Independence River, took a walk, went down, got some fun and went, I won't say for a swim because it's not really deep enough to swim, but, you know, and I was going to go out for a couple hours. It was so nice. I stayed up there till about, 6-something, and then I kind of took the long way home, so my afternoon project didn't get done. Oh, well, got to get back at it. I didn't hear anybody calling that, so I guess I can try it here. This is KC2WI with the Black River Valley Service Net. Do we have any check-ins? Over.
KC2NBU.
KC2NBU. Good evening, Ray, and we have Clint. I'll put him at the top of the list, and anyone else. Well, Clint, why don't you go ahead and make a transmission, and then we'll go over to Ray.
KC2WI. Good evening, Pete. This is KA2VLA. Well, this is nice comp Sunday. About the week to catch up on the stuff. A pretty busy week. Went to church this morning. Went for a ride around town and ended up at Buffalo Head for dinner. Didn't do anything real sharp. So we'll go on to the day. 73.
Okay, Clint, I have not been at Buffalo Head in a long, long time. Someday I'll have to go over there. Maybe meet the folks over, have them come down for dinner or something like that. How's the computer working, by the way?
Well, it's working. I can get email on it. But it keeps adding things that I should be doing, but it's working better. I got it. I can get something out of it that I couldn't do before.
Okay, well, I'm not sure what you mean there, but if you're getting stuff on there, maybe we didn't quite get it fully cleaned out, and the only thing to do is basically erase just start right from scratch. If you're still having quirky things and you're starting to get pop-ups or stuff like that, so yeah, we'll talk about that sometime. KC2NBU, KC2WI.
Yeah, hello, Pete and Clint. We got 59 degrees up on the hill here. We did make it to the airport for the pig roast yesterday. Perfect weather, and lots of neat airplanes, and good food. Today went out to Brewerton, out to Oneida Lake Park, to the largest VW show in New York State. Took my my 40-year-old electric Volkswagen 181 thing. Took a second place with it. So, again, perfect weather and real good turnout and good food and music and lots of neat cars.
Well, that's pretty neat. I thought about going to the fly-in, and I got doing stuff, and when I started with the portable garage that I bought a month ago up, I pulled everything out. Motorcycle was over there in the corner of the yard under the tarp, so first time I've ridden a motorcycle. And I went up to Martinsburg, and Martinsburg Day put in an appearance at the town hall and had a hamburger and gave out some computer advice and came back and worked until about 7 or so and went back up there to the town barn to listen to the 10th Mountain Division band. So I never made it to Boonville. I probably missed a good fly-in. Certainly was good weather. So maybe next year. Okay, Ray, thanks. And this is KC2WI, and this is the Black River Valley Service Network looking for check-ins.
I talked to your dad yesterday, and come to find out, he's a pilot, and he said that he had his own airplane, and he didn't even learn how to fly until he was 75 years old. Well, good for him.
Yeah, well, but, you know, when I was a kid, I think he did a little flying, and then a friend of his, relative, let's see, what would it be, I'm not exactly sure what the relation is there, but, you know, I think he started a little bit, but then between not having a lot of money when he was younger and, you know, working and the kids and all that, he was always interested in it. And then he started again, and then he kind of got interrupted by the 9/11, airplanes are grounded, and then, you know, medical something, and yep, and he never flew that much. I used to tell him, forget about, you know, whatever else it is that you think you have to do and go fly the airplane. And, you know, but I told him about the fly-in there, but, you know, I who knows. Anyway, we have a big breakfast, you know, pancakes and sausage and eggs and all that. The Lions Club puts on I think it's August 24th, whatever, it's like the weekend before Labor Day. If the weather's nice, we get a pretty good crowd there, too. So they've had, I think, 400 or 500 people for the breakfast. I keep trying to get the radio club to go and put up a station, like years ago. There's a bunch of guys used to do that, and I can't get them to do it. It's a good publicity event. There's a very few that you get that many people in one place in the Lake Pleasant area. Anyway, yeah. I guess he's going to come out. I guess he's going to wait a while and then get that drive shaft put back in.
Yeah, he gets better gas mileage from two-wheel drive anyway. so there's no rush. Ran into Corvair out at the car show today, and he's also a ham out in Memphis, New York. Maybe you know him. N2 Victor Zebra Delta. N2 VZD.
No, it seems like VZD. No, I don't think so. Although those letters sound familiar. I guess I don't. If it's somebody that I knew once, I don't remember him.
His name was Tim, and he said something about practically running a clearinghouse for old repeater stuff. So I just thought maybe you'd heard of him.
can't say that I have. Well, you know, there's the other thing going on this weekend. Saturday was a North Country Amateur Radio Club picnic up in Potsdam, and a lot of people I know went to that. I was thinking about it, but I didn't. I said, oh, I got too much to do. Well, I didn't plan on it Friday night. I didn't get up early Saturday, and you know. And then I said, you know, it's pretty nice. I got to go, but it just got too late. I did the MapQuest route, and it's a little shorter than I thought. I mean, I was planning to go a certain way, which is kind of a long way, and I wasn't really thinking about not having to go that way, but actually, mileage-wise, it's almost about the same as going to Lake Pleasant. I think the computer said a little bit longer time, but also there was like three or four things on Saturday that I could have done, and I ended up sort of not doing much of any of it, but I got work done here, so that was good. Anyway, Ray, thanks for the check-in, and this KC2WI with the Black River Valley Service Net, and is anyone else like to check in? KC2WI for the Black River Valley Service Net. Do we have any further check-ins? Do you have any comments? Oh, the repeater just keyed twice. I don't know if there's someone trying to check in. If not, you're not making it. Try again. Okay, nothing heard. Well, with that, we'll close the Black River Valley Service Net and return the repeater to other amateur users. KC2WI. Thanks, Ray and Clint, for checking in. And we'll talk to you later. By the way, next weekend is the Woodsman's Field Day, so Friday night we'll be looking for help for the 10K run. KC2WI.
This is KA2ZZ for the United Coming, setting an emergency net. Looking for any stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations, come now, please.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, hello, Ray. Thank you for checking in, appreciate it. Anyone else? Ray, thanks for checking in. Much appreciated as always. 73, have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2ZZ.